Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week comes from Roy Schlegel, who you'll find on Medium.com and on Patreon at The Happy Sidestep. And here is Please Rate Our Stupidity. On a scale of complete denial to I can't hear you. I caved and bought a new refrigerator. As much as I loved our whirlpool, having to manually defrost the coils every week was getting old. Over the past year, I worked that blow dryer more than a great clip savant. I went to the Home Despot and checked their selection. Every model was super expensive and came with French doors, four doors, power windows, chrome rims. Some were equipped with monitors on the door displaying the fridge's contents, great for alerting folks prone to confusing butter with kittens. Robots. It was nothing but a bunch of high-ticket robots. Excuse me, my orange-clad amigo, might you have a refrigerator in stock without artificial intelligence that shames me over my salt intake? Nah, you'll need to shop online. So I went shopping online because I can't afford live retail anymore. This is when everything began to go downhill. I purchased a Frigidaire. It was delivered. It looked okay. It wasn't okay. I called Frigidaire. They sent a repairman. The repairman told me there was nothing he could do. I called Frigidaire. They told me there was nothing that could be done. But the water dispenser is dispensing water with stuff in it. I don't want stuff in my water. Maybe it's your water, they said. What do you mean? The filter is supposed to filter, right? Why ain't it filtering? Have you considered buying a water softener? Wrong answer. I already told you our old fridge never had this problem. None of your product's literature mentions anything about needing a water softener to avoid chunky water. Well, there's obviously something in your water that is creating the particles. Wrong again. Listen, based on your logic, if your fridge stops making my food cold, you can deny responsibility based on the type of food I put inside it. That's not what we're saying. Screw it, I'll take this up with the depot. That was a week ago. I didn't hear back from Frigifrick until I got this email. Dear Roy, thank you for choosing Frigidaire for your home. We'd love to know what you think of your new Frigidaire 25.5 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator. It'd take just a few minutes, and when you submit your review, you'll be entered for a chance to win a $1,000 gift card. Thanks, Frigidaire. So, I submitted this review. Terrible appliance. Expect your water and ice cubes to include large floating particles even after upgrading to their top-of-the-line filter. Frigidaire won't claim a defect, even though our Whirlpool never had this issue. Avoid if you like your appliances quiet, loud ice cube maker, shelves squeak, doors crack when opened or shut. I received this reply within 2 minutes. Dear Roy, thank you for choosing Frigidaire. As a valued owner, your opinion matters greatly to us and to other customers. We enjoyed hearing your thoughts and appreciate you taking the time to write a review. Unfortunately, your review could not be posted for the reason listed below. Please take a moment to update your review so we can post it on the site. Mention a competitor. Directs business away. Includes personally identifiable information. Mentions shipping complaints, including inappropriate media. Contains a URL. Is vague or needs more detail. Includes profanity. Thanks again, Frigidaire. Although my review didn't include profanity, I did display quite the exquisite expletive ensemble after reading their BS response. This manufacturer wasn't interested in customer service, and in this case, it concerned my family's safety. They wanted to solicit me for undeserved accolades and positive reinforcement, like some spoiled 4-year-old placing dead last in a sack race. I calmed myself and refocused. Then I tweaked my review and resubmitted. You'll love this miracle appliance. I'm in heaven. Ever since I was a wee boy, I've dreamed of drinking from a snow globe so I'd be filled with a holiday spirit all year round. Now I have the means to do it. Fill my soul, Frigidaire. Your magical water with its floating angel thingies evoke the North Pole with every texture-rich gulp. But that's not all. Your refrigerator's quirky squeaks, rattles, and groans, which rouse me from my sleep, is like being visited by the three ghosts from A Christmas Carol every single night. How could you not love the dickens out of this thing? It's the absolute shit. I received the same reply. I guess I did use a bad word this time. But in a good way, right? Darn, I was really hoping to win that sweepstakes. It'd make a nice coffin. That's value.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.